If God gives you a burden to pray for somebody, don't assume that everybody else has to drop whatever they're praying about and pray for your burden. Now, there's many Christians who think that everybody has to be concerned about their issue. Another way of this is someone who says, listen, you really got to be involved in Don Wyler's or Wildman's campaign against pornography. Aren't you deeply burdened about pornography? We're having a meeting down at Harrisburg. We want you to march, and then we're going to the adult theaters. And then when you basically say no, the person is upset. Why are they upset? Because they have a burden for that. I had a man who was involved in the pro-life thing in my home, and he was really stressing the rescues. And he really felt that as a pastor, I should be out there getting arrested. And he had a deep burden for the pro-life cause. I listened to him, and I knew, A, he was trying to manipulate me by guilt, that I would be forced to do what he wanted me to do, otherwise I should feel immensely guilty. But I saw the easiest way out of it by simply stating, I have a great burden for the millions of people who are involved in the cults and the occult. I do radio, I do television, I write books, I counsel. I have such a great burden. Now, we're going to have a seminar on dealing with cult apologetics. You've got to be there. Then you've got to fly out to L.A. with me. And I went on and poured on, don't you care about the 60 to 80 million people involved in the cults and the occult? He said, but that's not my burden. And I said, neither is your burden my burden. I said, don't try to manipulate me so that I have to do just your thing. God gives to all of God's people things. Your thing may be the pro-life. Your thing may be the anti-cult. Your thing may be dealing with children. Your thing may be youth ministries. Your thing could be the diaconate. Your thing could be whatever it is. Don't assume that whatever burden God puts on your heart, you have to force on everybody else.